The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
There are sacrifices that I've had to make, that my family has had to make, and I am forever in the debt of my wonderful wife, who has done a great job with our kids while I have not been able to be there as much as I wanted to be. And I also am indebted to my kids, who have missed their dad. There's no question that this is it's a demanding job, but it is the honor of my professional life to serve the American people as Attorney General. I hope I've done a good job. I've certainly tried to do as good a job as I can.
Eric Holder steps down as the AG. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Tough to talk about Eric Holder and not think Fast and Furious. Big problem with that and how that was handled. And I think it's believing in unicorns to really believe that he didn't know about Fast and Furious until Brian Kenney, the Border Patrol agent, had been shot with our own guns that we were allowing to flow across the border in an effort to catch the so-called bad guys, get those gun runners and pull them back in, reel them back in. Well, that never worked. It was a botched operation, to say the least, and one that really stuck with him as one of the big stains on his term as Attorney General through the first part of the Obama White House, and then now part of the second term in the Obama White House. And then contempt of Congress, first Attorney General to be slapped with contempt of Congress. So he steps aside, but won't be gone until the replacement is confirmed. And that could be pretty tough with, and depending on what happens in the elections too, but with the makeup of Congress, how easy will it be to get a confirmation? And who is that person after he resigns? I mean, there is a line for sure. And I wonder if Ferguson was the final thing for him with what unfolded in Ferguson, Missouri. Did that make him want to quit? Was that the last straw for him? And who's the successor going to be? Who wants that job for a couple of years? Because that's all you would get in that spot. And it's not an easy job, certainly. But I think he botched it to me, he seemed defensive, wasn't very forthright when he came in front of Congress on some really serious things that happened. Now, some people will say that there were things that happened under Holder that were very successful, prosecuting some terrorists, although I would argue that, thank goodness this didn't happen. Was one of the things was the push to get rid of Guantanamo and just try everyone in the United States and then take one of our prisons. And there was a prison in Illinois that they were talking about where you would take a whole wing of it and fit it to these terrorists, which, wow, I thought that would have been ridiculous. But especially wanting to take many of them from Guantanamo, and in many cases try them through the federal courts in New York City, which, wow. And, there was some prosecutions, but to have it across the board, no, I don't think so. Coming up on this show, we're going to talk to Jim Gilchrist. Do you recognize the name? He is the founder of the Minuteman Group. Remember back in 2003 and 4 and 5 when it was so nasty at the border? Not that it still isn't, but meaning that we were being overrun and there was massive problems. The Border Patrol agents, there certainly wasn't enough. The Minuteman organization was started by Gilchrist. He and I have a great conversation about the fence. There is a dual fence like they have in Israel that's there in San Diego and a portion of the way on the border, but there's still 1,900 miles that don't have that dual fence. And he estimates that it'd probably be about $4 billion to build it. It's like, are you kidding? It's a humane thing. It's It stops the flow. It's perfect. That's why Israel tested it, put it up, and it worked for them. But forget about that $4 billion. We'd rather spend more with all the problems that we've had. And now the things that are being talked about that are happening at the border, who's coming through, and ISIS, how many potential terrorists have come up through the belly of Mexico. And he has some thoughts on that. He actually talks to, occasionally, some high school students. He says they don't always agree with him and how he feels about what we need to do at the border, but I think it's great. It's like, what a civics lesson that is. Talk to Gilchrist, fire away a bunch of questions, ask him what it's like, what it was like at the border in the areas that he's been with, you know, with the Border Patrol agents that he's helped out and what he saw, and ultimately, too, the people that have joined up with the organization. So that's here in this hour, plus the mailbag. A lot of you have thoughts on, actually, Eric Holder earlier in the day when that was announced. A bunch of people sent me email on that and a few other things that we'll mix in between, including some ISIS conversation for sure. So right here at the top, we have a caller, and our pal Jack is on the line. So let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Oh, we are going to have to work on your Australian accent, Kate.
I know. I'm not a good accent person.
Yeah, especially considering you keep doing a British accent.
Yeah, I have a lot of British friends, so figures, yeah.
Okay, got a quick update for you, and then I got a part B on the Eric Holder thing. I don't know, you might have missed it during the day. Now, with regarding to the 18-year-old jihadi that was shot and killed while attempting to decapitate two police officers just 60 miles from my place, three mm-hmm. of his friends are now on the run. They're now wanted by police in relation to that and planned terrorist attacks for this weekend. So that's a quick update on that, considering how close it was to
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but there's two or three conservative blogs that I get that put an interesting twist on why Eric Holder has resigned now. Mm-hmm. There is pressure on Ruth Bader Ginsburg to step down from the Supreme Court, and Eric Holder's name is at the top of the list. They want to get this done and him confirmed into the Supreme Court prior to the midterm election.
You know, it's interesting, but absolutely, that's a rumor that's been flying around for a while, and Ginsburg saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere, but I think that she is going somewhere. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's more than a rumor. I mean, that's actually been out there for a while.
Yeah, and there was also a couple of other names on the list that was names to replace Bader Ginsburg, including that of disbarred and disgraced former attorney and First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah. How can you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Bill Clinton was also on that list as well,
yeah.
As with Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, I know. Bloomberg would be terrible. All of them would be terrible. Are you kidding me? That's a terrible list.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that I find is, you know, what about the conflict of interest if Michelle Obama?
Yes. Oh, there's no way. No. That would never, ever, ever happen. There's no way. I mean, you know, to throw it out there and it makes for interesting conversation, but there's no way that would ever, ever, ever go through. Can you imagine? Thanks, Jack. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Somebody sent me an email wanting to know how Eric Holder worked his way into the position that he got in the first place. And, of course, he has to be approved. The president threw him up, and he was. And he's a guy who served actually during Ronald Reagan's administration as an associate judge at the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. And he's a Columbia Law School graduate, and he was an attorney for the District of Columbia for quite some time, and then he was sworn in February of 2009 after he served under Bill Clinton. He was the deputy attorney general, so that was his trail to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Like I said, I think the big blunders, and there were a bunch of them, the shaky confidence because of the whole waterboarding thing and almost totally annihilating the morale in the CIA and having that organization just collapse like a cake in the middle. But Fast and Furious and of course, contempt of Congress was a big thing that you could talk about with Eric Holder. Dan is listening to us as we continue to roll on here, and we're going to get to the mailbag in this segment. We're going to go to Dan in Texas, though, first. Hello, Dan.
Okay. I got a couple of jokes for you.
Yay.
Then I'll do a little bit on Holder. If well-endowed young women work for Hooters, where do well-endowed young women with only one leg work?
Where?
IHOP.
That's good. I like that IHOP. That's good.
I still led from 2.5 men.
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay. Now, this young woman had a body on her that would just absolutely cause car wrecks. But when people saw her face, they went, ugh, because she had pretty bad acne. So she went to her doctor, and she said, is there anything you can do? He says, well, we do have a new experimental drug that's been approved, but there's side effects. People who have hot flashes, and they sometimes grow a little more hair than they should, and you know, a few things like that. She says, give it to me. I've got to try it. He says, okay, come back in a couple weeks and let me know how it works out. So she went away, and 2 weeks later, she come back. She's wearing this turtleneck sweater, and the acne was all cleared up. Her face was just as pure as could be, and she looked absolutely fabulous. And he says, well, he says, did you have any complications? She says, well, yeah. She said, I've got a lot of extra hair. And he says, where? She says, well, all the way from the top of my neck clear down to my testicles, and that's another thing I want to talk to you about.
Oh, man. Oh, Dan, you crack me up.
Okay, well, you do me too. I love that little joke you told me. And so there. Now, with Holder, his first claim to shame was when he got the pardon for Mark Rich. And he's run interference for Obama since he came in. Him and Obama were both at Columbia. And
yeah,
they're both disciples of the Cloward Piven, which is the program that is run by the Lewinskyites that want to destroy America. And they figured if they could bankrupt America, that would bring on their national socialism program that they want to install in the United States and give him control of the people. That's why they pushed Obamacare first, never mind amnesty for the illegal aliens, any of that, because that was their plan. And the Fast and Furious wasn't a deal where they could trace the guns. That was a deal where they could claim, oh, well, these people are all being killed because the guns are being bought in America by these illegal people, and it's terrible. We've got to ban guns. That was part of the program. Cloward Piven said, if we can get rid of the guns in America, we'll be able to bring about socialism, okay? See, I know where the bodies are buried. So when it blew up and it was proved that Holder and the government was actually giving sanctions to people to buy these illegal aliens, illegal guns, and going across the border, and the federal government was supplying the money to buy the guns, that came back to haunt them, and that's why Holder is getting out of Dodge before he winds up in jail. As far as him becoming a Superior Court judge, even with a lame duck and nothing to lose, Congress, nobody's going to vote for Holder to become a Supreme Court justice because of the fact that he has demonstrated that he is un-American all the way down the line. And everybody out there, Democrat or Republican, would be tainted for life if they voted for Holder. So that's gone.
I agree with you. There's no way that would happen. Absolutely.
One more little thing, and then I'm going to let you go. There's a situation where the federal government is using our tax dollars to supposedly reimburse the religious organizations, such as the Catholic Church, Baptist, and so on, to harbor these illegal aliens and give them places to stay and put them in our schools and so forth. And all the states that broke out with these viruses from that bad cold routine that was going around, that's where all the came from. But if the churches take the reimbursement from the federal government, they lose their status-free, tax-free part of not of being churches, so they can't get reimbursed. So all the money they're spending is for naught. They're not going to get reimbursed because if they do, they lose their status as tax-free organizations.
Yeah, and that doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. No, good stuff, Dan. Absolutely, I agree. You know, and talking about Holder, he touching that would be like touching the third rail, just smashing your hand on it and instant death politically, for sure. There is no question about that. And Holder is one of those guys that he did not cross over democratically, not in all circles, but in a big chunk of the circles, and certainly with the lawmakers, and that was because of the document thing and tracing back to a couple of different incidents that happened during his entire time as the Attorney General. And the Fast and Furious thing, though, I think that was one of the key reasons why, the big downfall. Because, you know, eventually it's like the boy who cried wolf. He keeps denying and saying, and I don't know, and I didn't have any idea about that. I mean, he was deft at doing it. Before the microphones, he stood his ground and would just be able to turn it around. He was very good at that. But it just didn't seem like, well, this can't be. How can you be the top enforcer and you don't know about this huge, unprecedented program that's being rolled out, Fast and Furious, and then you don't know what's happening with Fast and Furious and the holes and the problems within it. And there's no question that it was a very politicized Justice Department under Eric Holder. It was. That's why, and when you've got Democrats and Republicans in agreement, kind of not excited about Eric Holder, then, you know, you're on to something for sure. Because a lot of Democrats were not in his corner. There is no question about that. So we only have a couple of minutes before we go to Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen organization, and his thoughts on what's happening at the border and Ebola. You know, you keep hearing about these stories about Ebola, which he says he believes the risk is low, but it's still there. And he would tell anybody who wanted to be a part of the Minuteman organization that, hey, this is something that could happen. There's something you have to be aware of. There's no guarantee that it won't happen anyway. And also the numbers of people coming over and why, in particular, which I agree with him, this dual fence is not a big deal, but it would cost $4 billion to do it. We've probably wasted $25 billion in debating it in various committees and trying to figure out what to do at this point in our history. And it's been decades and decades of bouncing this around and tossing, as I call it, the hot potato from one person to the next, depending on when it's an election year. If it's an election year, then it's definitely going to be passed. If it's not an election year, then depending on the makeup of the demographic of the person who was elected, will they tackle it or not? And unfortunately, a lot of times it was the not. So there's massive frustration over that. We're going to talk to Jim next because we're going to push the mailbag. And I promise we will get to the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. So stay with us.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We've been talking about the border for a long time here on America Tonight. I've mentioned that I've been out with the Border Patrol three different times, and I shouldn't say I was stunned, but each time I went, there was a new revelation. We are so pleased to welcome to this show Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. And I'll tell you, with everything that's happening, we hear what's going on with ISIS, Ebola, and just the numbers, once again, with what's happening at the border and some of the horrific stories, it's such an interesting, sad time, I think, that we live in, and it's about time something really happened along the border. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you for having me on your program.
So you've been involved in this for a long time, the Minuteman Project, and every time there's a disaster at the border and when you respond, and people really love that on America Tonight, people call in and say, you know, look what they're doing, look what the Minutemen are trying to do. Is this the worst you've seen it, or is it just that there's so many different things that we're dealing with now as far as illegal immigration?
As far as the illegal immigration, it's not the worst. It was the worst back in 2003, 4, 5, and 6, just as the Minuteman Project was launching and bringing national awareness to this issue. Since then, we've managed to get some influence, not direct, but we are getting some influence from congressional members, and immigration now is on every political platform of just about every governor and certainly every presidential candidate and every senatorial candidate. Whereas prior to 2004, no one would even talk about it. So the problem has gotten a little better, but we still have over 2 million illegal aliens penetrating our southern border with Mexico, coming into the United States, setting up shop here and not leaving. And that's compounded every year after year after year. But instead of being 4 to 5 million, like back in 2003 and 4, it's only about 2 million. We still need a dual Israeli-style dual fence along that entire border. We only have it for 12 miles in San Diego. I was just down there today. 12 miles of San Diego is protected very seamlessly. The other 1,988 miles of the border to Brownsville, Texas, is essentially unprotected.
Yeah, and what, you know, there was always that big push in Congress for it, but I say it's like the hot potato that it looks good and people start to talk about it. When, yes, we have to protect our borders. Yes, we have to secure the borders. And then it gets shelved whenever there's an election. Do you find the same thing?
Yes, yeah. This is something that it's a controversial issue. I have no problem with speaking out about it. I just spoke at a high school, a private high school, Francis Parker High School in San Diego this morning. And the students are very receptive. Some of them disagreed. But it was it's something that has been shoved aside for so many decades since President Eisenhower. We have not had a president since Eisenhower who took our immigration policy and law enforcement seriously, nor Congress. They've all kicked the can down the road, kind of like our national debt. It's $17 trillion now and getting higher because everyone just keeps kicking the can down the road. Eventually, in my opinion, this is going to be a disaster. And I guess maybe we have to experience it before we really understand that the dire consequences of not enforcing your immigration laws.
Yeah, and the dire consequences include disease, because we see now these statistics that are coming out about Ebola, and people along some of the, especially the areas that you mentioned where they're exposed, there's not the dual fence, you're not having as much protection all the way through Brownsville, Texas, that there's concern that that's coming across the border too, and that neighbors and other people could be infected by it, and other diseases as well. And this gets downplayed, but don't you think this is a serious crisis?
Yes, but these are crises that no one in politics, except for Stephen King from Iowa, Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania, they are right out there in the open. Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, about this issue. And but there seems to be a pretension that there is no problem. We'll wait until it presents itself. For example, we actually are going to wait for another 9/11 before we're going to take the threat of ISIS presence in the United States real serious. There is a serious threat of a terrorist attack, and certainly DHS is doing its best, and local police departments are doing their best. But as long as you're going to have porous borders and open ports of entry, not the sea ports or airports, but the ports of entry, land-based, from Canada and from the United, from Mexico, we're going to have an open gateway for anyone who wants to come here. It is so easy to walk across that border. And if you are, if you have any type of training like an ISIS soldier has, walking across that border in 130 degree heat is not going to bother you. You could walk 100 miles in that heat. Any militarily trained person is going to be able to do that. They know how to deal with it. So you can infiltrate the United States so easily. But the worst threat is not the infiltration. I think it's the homegrown terrorists. Because they're already here. They've already got their plans laid out. I think the next target is going to be the usual. It's going to be a population dense target like New York City and certainly Washington, D.C., because that's the political hub of the country. It'll be 9/11 all over again. These terrorist groups along the border with Mexico according to the reports that we're getting now, that there is some record of them down there. They're not going to attack El Paso. They're not going to attack San Diego. They're coming to the mall in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Minnesota, wherever that mall was that had the shooting recently. They're going to want big body count, but actually, they're not even going to pick a mall. They're going to go for New York City high-rises. They go for a cruise ship with 5,000 passengers on it, sink it 2 minutes. If you split it in half with the right explosives, they're going to go for a school with a lot of young kids, like they did in Beslan, Russia, 10 years ago. They're going to go for a synagogue full of Jewish worshipers on a Saturday, killing 5,000, blowing the synagogue down to the ground. Same with maybe a Catholic church or a Christian church of some kind. It's going to be a high-volume death count target. They're not interested in killing one or two people. That's good for their videos when they show somebody being beheaded over in Syria on a video to intimidate the world. But as far as attacking us on our own land, they want big, big body count. With one attack, not multiple attacks. It'd be one attack, and that's they're going to do it. Nobody knows when or where, but we know it is going to happen. And I'm all for putting that Israelite style dual fence along the entire border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. It would cost about $4 billion, which is about the amount of the money that Obama demanded from Congress to provide welfare benefit programs for the 63,000 illegal alien children that came over here in the last 9 or 10 months. I've seen the talk to Border Patrol and law enforcement down in San Diego on that dual fence border, and they say, and even Shelby took me on a tour through it, it is virtually impossible to get through that double fencing. If you're lucky enough to get over the first 16-foot high fence, and you're lucky enough to and limber enough to scale that, you're already spotted by the time you've touched that fence or gotten to the top of it. You have to come down, jump 16 feet or lower yourself 16 feet, and then scurry across 60 feet of dirt causeway to get to the next 16-foot high fence that is just as difficult to try to scale. By then, Border Patrol cameras, sensors, and eyesight have already picked you out, and they're already inside that causeway apprehending you. So it's very, very effective. And why we haven't done it across the entire border is something that's confusing to all of us, even members in Congress. Why do we have political governors who are so reluctant to protect their own country? Because of political correct paralysis, emphasis on paralysis, prevents you from making a decision, making any kind of judgment, acting. You essentially become a sitting duck, and especially to your political opponent. So you shut up about the problem, hope it'll go away, and hope that you get reelected by remaining uncontroversial.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Hey, it was a great take. I completely agree with you. I've heard about the fence, too, as well, and why there wasn't a push there. And I say, you know, the paralysis, you say, I say it's a lack of, we're a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of something. Hey, one last one, Jim, because of, as you said, 2003 and 4 and 5 and 6, when the Minutemen Project was being established and you were getting a lot of attention and people were concerned and wanted to join up, do you still get a lot of people calling and saying, hey, what can I do? I want to be part of the project. Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, and anybody interested, just contact us through my website. Click on my email and send me an email, and we'll connect you with somebody on the border who's already conducting border observation and reporting activities. I don't like to bring up the Ebola scare, but anybody who wants to participate should be aware that there's a remote possibility that there could be an Ebola problem on that border. I'd say a 10% chance, not 90. So it's a low chance, but I would not be surprised if we get some very serious disease passed through that open border as well into the United States. I don't think it'll kill us all, but it could kill a few of us before they get it under control.
All right, there you go. A warning. Jim Gilchrist, founder and president of the Minuteman Project. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
The need for speed will never change in NASCAR, but there will always be new rules. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
One of the biggest changes announced for next season bans all private preseason and in-season testing, promising penalties for any driver and team that doesn't comply. This will certainly save some teams money as they won't head to other tracks to test and tinker. How about the fact that a slippery surface won't halt the ride? NASCAR is working with Goodyear to introduce rain tires for Sprint Cup road race events, and when they can, they're going to let racers continue in the rain. It's worked in nationwide races. Next year, they're also reducing engine horsepower with a tapered spacer from 850 to 725. Cutting the rear spoiler on the sprint car to 6 inches, which will create a loss of downforce stemming from a smaller spoiler, making the cars harder to drive by forcing the drivers back off the throttle in more of the turns. Changes are nothing new for NASCAR, as the powers that be believe it spurs on more competition and interest in the sport from season to season. That's Sports Shorts, and I'm the Sports Princess. coming up here as we make our way, without any kind of a spoiler, down the final straightaway of this hour of America Tonight. We're going to hit the mailbag, but before we go there, police and protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, had a little bit of a standoff in front of the city police department. This happened late on Thursday. A bunch of people were arrested, and the arrests happened after the police chief, Tom Jackson, came out and started talking to the crowd. It was after he agreed to walk with the demonstrators that this fight broke out behind the chief. And then, of course, it got bigger and bigger, and the officers moved in and made all those arrests. Now, earlier in the day, Jackson apologized for the police department's actions following Michael Brown's shooting, but said he wasn't going to resign. Because now there's all this pressure still on the shooting of Michael Brown, what's going to happen with the grand jury, and how the police handled it. That's why he apologized, but he's not stepping away. And the spotlight still hasn't completely faded away from Ferguson, Missouri, particularly when you have more problems. And it was a little bit of a problem just a short while ago in that town, a stone's throw away from St. Louis. All right, on that note, let's walk down to the mailbag and check all those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Allie, who says, good riddance on Eric Holder. I didn't care so much that he was the president's man. I cared about the Fast and Furious nonsense. You know, it seemed as though it was a cover-up from the beginning. And I always felt that way with Eric Holder, that there was something behind what he was saying. I could be totally wrong, but I was never a big fan almost from the beginning. Now I wonder who's going to step into that spot, especially with really just a couple of years left on the term of the president, and that's a president appointee once it is approved by Congress. Yeah, of course, that's what the attorney general is, a big cabinet position, and you are the top cop. That's why I call it. You're the top cop in the country, if you want to look at it that way. So who could be the replacements? Deval Patrick's name has come up as a possibility of somebody who might step into that role. He was an assistant attorney general for the Clinton administration in the Justice Department there under those years. Could be another name that comes up is Kamala Harris. Her name comes up a lot, the California Attorney General. She's kind of said that she doesn't want it, but is she just saying that to kind of put everyone off her trail? A lot of people are talking about her. And here's a guy that I actually like for the gig. And you know why I like him? Because he dared to go after the financial guys. And he took a lot of grief for it in New York. Preet Bharara is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. But here's what you need to know about him. The good thing about him is that he's on the list. He's got to be lower on the list, though. He's on the list, but he went after financial guys. You know, that's something that Holder never did. We didn't go after a lot of the financial people to answer for some of the things that happened, some of the egregious things, criminal things that happened that really sank our fortunes, if you want to look at 2008 hopping into 2009. And Preet did that. He went after a lot of people, so I think he'd be pretty good. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, his name would be on the list too, I'm sure. I can't imagine, though, that that's going to be his gig. I think at the top of the list, Deval Patrick, his name has really been getting a lot of buzz. And also Harris's name, the Attorney General from California, even though she's kind of backing away from wanting that thing. Be interesting to see who gets, if they get it, because getting approved is the other thing. It's not going to be easy to get the person approved. All right, another one, and we got a ton on the whole Eric Holder thing, but I'll just take one more. Another one on Holder. This one is from Eric, who says, I am very happy that the decision on Holder's part was to resign. I thought that almost immediately he seemed to bungle things. We could argue in this space about waterboarding, whether it's terrorism or it's a form of getting information out of terrorists. For goodness sake, they are beheading us and cutting off of our fingers and everything else when they get a hold of an American agent or American people, as you see with the whole ISIS thing. So it's ridiculous to think that we call waterboarding an act of terror in the first place. But that led to some pretty dark moments for people connected to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And you've talked about it before, Kate. Yeah, absolutely. Because the shakedown of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed led to all the information that tumbled through that led to Osama bin Laden. Eventually, even though it was missed the first time around, and that all came out of grilling him, you know, loud music, a little bit of waterboarding, and whatever else had to happen to get the information. But that would be the biggest thing, because people were so shocked about the whole waterboarding deal, which there were things written out beforehand. There were legal things, legal documents in place, and that was really bad. All right, we move on to some other things, including ISIS, of course, always on the tip of the tongue for everybody. And this one is from Paul, who says, Kate Delaney, America Tonight listeners, good for you for your thoughts on ISIS. And it's also pretty awesome that the Arab nations, as you said, the United Arab Emirates and also Saudi Arabia has stepped up, and they actually are part of the airstrikes, I think, is tremendous, because that's what had to happen. I agree with you, Kate. I don't understand why you get pummeled when you talk about moderate Muslims, because certainly there are some. But the thing that was always so frustrating is too many of them were sitting on their hands and allowing the religion to take all the body shots it did. But I think it's terrific that the Arab nations are in it, because now they can't slurk away. They clearly are going after ISIS and must be as afraid of the possibilities of this terror network as we are. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to pick apart there. Yes, I agree. I think that the key thing was for the strikes to happen and for this coalition to come together. Yes, yes, yes. You had to have the Arab nations on board. You know, it was interesting, too, and I read this and I had no idea. Think of ISIS, and this is, you know, radical Islam, and here's how we think we should live, and here's how we think you should live. And then the story comes out, it was a female fighter pilot that led the airstrike. Major Miriam al-Mansouri, who was the UAE's first female pilot, was the one who was on the mission. Oh, you know those ISIS guys, when they get word of that, they were fuming, because they really hit their targets. The refineries trying to take out $2 million worth of a system for the Islamic State, and also hitting a lot of their tanks and trucks and all that kind of stuff. Hey, thanks for listening to us, America. Appreciate you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.